in our earlier life in this body and in previous births, so many samskaras or tendencies we have accumulated. So many prejudices, so many likes and dislikes, loves and hates on this world of dualities. So many conceptions and misconceptions, especially who we are and who others are. And so much greed and lust, the tendency for envy and anger and arrogance. And in Kali Yuga, there's limitless propaganda to fuel the fire of our distractions. So how to keep focused on the real purpose of life, the real treasure? Love for Krishna. Prabhupada was asked, what pleases you most? Srila Prabhupada said, when you love Krishna, that pleases him most. So in this way, these yatras are a wonderful facility, a tradition. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the great saints, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they have all inspired these pilgrimages. In fact, in every great religion, there is holy pilgrimages. It is to come together in a setting where we can put all of these distractions aside and just become one in purpose. Whether it's two people or whether it's 4,500 people, to focus our attention that our real goal of life is to connect with that treasure of pleasing Krishna, of being the servant of the servant of the servant, of loving Krishna. And especially in this age of Kali, that treasure, the key to access it, is in the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called this Harinam Kirtan the prime benediction for all humanity. Kalera dosanide rajanasti heku mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha paramprache. Even in this Kali Yuga, which is an ocean of faults, there is one great benediction, that simply chanting the names of Krishna, one can attain the perfection of liberation. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us how we must chant the names of Krishna. In the spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant to please Krishna. In a spirit of being humble like a blade of grass, trinadapi sunichena. Taror ibasehishnana, tolerant, forgiving, like a tree. Amanina manadena, without false prestige, to offer respects to others. Kirtaniya sadahari. Then we could taste the nectar of the holy names. We have come on this wonderful yatra to develop relationships, to inspire one another, to take very seriously the gift of the chanting of the holy names. the association of devotees, and the opportunity to serve. Devotional service. And it is our hope and our prayer that these relationships that we have connected with during this yatra are relationships that we will remember, and the experiences, the focus that we have gained here, we bring it into our life. Because this is our last gathering during this particular yatra. But actually, as we leave the pandal this evening, the next yatra begins. Because life is a pilgrimage. Life is a journey back home, back to Godhead. And this yatra, it's not meant just to enjoy and then go back to our life. This yatra is meant to, as some devotees say, charge our batteries, our spiritual batteries, to infuse us, to enthuse us, to focus us. The purpose of the yatra is actually how it transforms us so that when we go from the yatra into the world that we live, we have greater determination. We have a stronger focus in our real purpose of life. We have a deeper appreciation for what Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas have given us. So the real yatra begins when the real yatra ends.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.